Today's shootings bring back memories of another massacre that stunned the nation, the killings at Columbine High School in suburban Denver back in April of 1999. Journalist Dave Cullen wrote perhaps the definitive book on the rampage, the New York Times bestseller titled Columbine. Dave Cullen joins us tonight here on WTOP. Dave, we still don't know a lot about the alleged shooter tonight, but from what we know at this point, do you see a familiar story developing here? Are there a lot of parallels to be drawn?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are a lot of signs, but we have to be really, really careful not to take them too far to their logical conclusion, because often the early signs that look like it's pointing in one direction can be wrong. But what I can say is, like, if we step back, there are parallels to all sorts of different shootings, because there is no one profile. And I think most people in the public are looking for sort of like the profile of a killer, or what do these killers look like? What drives a killer? And there is no one answer. But surprisingly, I mean, this really sort of shocked me. There are three answers. There are three main groups that nearly all of these fall into, aside from terrorists, obviously, and a few rare outliers that are other things that we don't need to get into. But almost all of them are either sadistic psychopaths, which are pretty rare, and that was the case with Eric Harris at Columbine, or people who are deeply mentally ill, like we had Joe at Virginia Tech, or the Tucson killer. That's relatively unusual, too, though it happens, obviously, in some of these horrific cases. But the vast majority is angry depressives, which surprises people, but it's people who are suicidally distraught and at the end of the rope for a long time, who start to finally lose hope and go to doing something outlandish. Not that explains it exactly, but it does really help us. That's who we're usually talking about. And we don't know whether that's the case here or not, but it's almost surely going to be one of those three types, because it nearly always is.
But here is a hugely important takeaway. If you interact with someone you may suspect is an angry depressive, we don't just go out and buy or obtain guns, right, Walk into a place and start shooting. There are many, many signs that somebody is having trouble. And if only we could reach out to those people or find somebody to reach out to them before something like this happens.
Yes, exactly. I cannot agree more with that. And, you know, there was a great there were a couple different nationwide medical panels that convened a couple of years ago talking about that and saying that I believe it was 6% of adolescents in the U.S. are estimated to be clinically depressed. Well, this is a severe situation, which probably is not going to lead to mass murder, but often to drug and alcohol abuse, teen pregnancy, suicide, you know, all those problems. And in some cases does lead to the killers. And if we could help those kids before they ever get to this distraught state, we could save a lot of kids, but we would also stop a lot of the mass murderers.
Dave, here in Washington, of course, we're going to be talking about this in many different levels, legislation, sure, Things like that. What would you tell them that we need to get our arms around, Congress, that is? How do we get our arms around this? What would you be saying?
Yeah, well, I would say that we need to look at two different sides of this. And, you know, there's that old canard that we hear from the NRA of guns don't kill people, people kill people. And, you know, to me, that's half right, and that's sort of the poster child for the false dichotomy of it's clearly both, people and guns. It nearly always takes a gun, and it always takes a person who is deeply disturbed in one way or another, who has a problem. And so why try to break the problem in half and say, okay, we can deal with the guns or we can deal with the killers and pick one? I want to pick both, and I think as responsible legislators, if they really want to address this problem, it's unrealistic to ever think we'll get rid of all the guns and all the ammunition. It's equally unrealistic to think that we will ever identify all troubled kids or all killers in advance and stop them all. We're never going to get 100% of either of those, but if we address both of those and can really, you know, squeeze down on both sides, the human side and the gun side, I think that's the only realistic way that we can really, you know, bring the numbers dramatically down.
We only have a few seconds left. It's probably unfair to ask such a complex question, but have we been irresponsible more on the mental health side or on the gun side, or does it make a difference?
I think probably equally both.
Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dave Cullen has written Columbine.